severe weather concerns. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. A tornado ravaging a suburb of Omaha, Nebraska, and parts of Iowa on Friday and left widespread destruction. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez has more updates on the scene from Elkhorn, Nebraska.
People here are truly floored at the sheer amount of horrific damage that they're surrounded by. And it's not just their home. As they take a look down their entire neighborhood, it's house after house after house. Most of them have just been decimated by what was clearly a monstrous, violent tornado capable of destroying entirely newly built homes.
55 million people across the southern plains under a severe weather threat today. People in Israel continuing to mourn and beg for the safe return of hostages being held by Hamas ahead of Passover. Fox's Jeff Paul has more details from Tel Aviv.
Here in Tel Aviv, they've set up a makeshift Passover table. On one end, it's obviously very clean with crystal clear glasses, but at the other end, it's extremely dirty, topped with old rags and water bottles, symbolizing the suffering of those who still aren't home.
Among the 133 still missing, Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Just this week, Hamas released a hostage video of the 23-year-old, the first time he'd been seen alive since the attack. His parents called it overwhelming, begging leaders at the negotiating table to keep going. Shortly after Hamas released a video of Hirsch, tensions boiled over in Jerusalem, where crowds protested outside the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Meanwhile, Hamas reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. And a strong magnitude 6.1 earthquake shaking the southern part of Indonesia's main island of Java on Saturday. There were no immediate reports of injuries, but there were concerns about possible aftershocks. That continues tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Harvey Weinstein's lawyer says the one-time movie mogul's been hospitalized for a battery of tests after his return to New York City. This following an appeals court ruling nullifying his 2020 rape conviction. The New York Court of Appeals vacating Weinstein's conviction, saying a judge let jurors see too much evidence not related to the charges he faced. A U.S. probe into the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny producing a surprising conclusion.
U.S. intelligence agencies have determined that Russian President Putin likely did not directly order the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny. But as the Wall Street Journal reports, that does not absolve the Russian leader of ultimate responsibility. It merely deepens the mystery surrounding Navalny's death at a notorious Arctic prison in February. The journal cites people familiar as saying the assessment is broadly accepted by agencies, including the CIA. Longtime Navalny ally Leonid Volkov rejects the conclusion as naive and ridiculous. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And former President Trump's criminal hush money trial going to be going into its third week. Fox's C.B. Cotton has more.
New York State is trying to convince a jury that former President Donald Trump was part of a scheme to catch negative stories and kill them before they were ever made public. A key witness for the prosecution, former tabloid boss David Pecker, testified his publishing company was part of the catch and kill scheme and agreed to buy potentially damaging stories with no intention of ever running them. But Trump's attorneys took aim at Pecker's credibility, exposing that while Pecker said under oath Trump had thanked him for killing stories, Pecker had told the FBI something different, that Trump didn't thank him.
The former president's trial resumes Tuesday. Trump continues to call the entire thing a witch hunt. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.